We had a great one-on-one. I've had some good one-on-ones today, which has been great. And God does really supply the words in those times that we need to speak as we're looking to him, because we don't want to give nothing of our own self, right? We want to give what God is working, what God is energizing. And God is leading everyone by the Spirit. And someone mentioned earlier on that you can't teach faith. And it's really from our own strength we can't. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God, and also that can mean the words of God. So the words that are proceeding out the mouth of God through someone that's speaking and being led by the Spirit, when we receive those words, then it will really build faith in our heart. It will build vision. In Proverbs it says, where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly, where there's no revelation. But God is not withholding anything from those that are seeking and desiring his way. And so all of us on here are seeking and desiring his way. And so when we come on here, we want to receive those words that are going to help us if we receive them and go and do them. The only way that we start to see the fruit is when we receive it and we keep it in our hearts to do it and to practice those things. And God is always inspiring. If you think that he rose up Moses, he put the Spirit of God upon Moses, and with Moses, he showed him and built his faith that God was with him and he was going to be with his mouth. But faith came to Moses from God, and God initiated that. And God has initiated these things with us individually in different ways and in different manners. And God is not limited to how he can communicate to us as long as we're open to hear his voice. You know, we can recognize the voice of God when we're in a humble place, when we're ready to receive his words gladly to our heart. So faith comes by hearing, and God is the one that is building the vision. He's the one that will put the desires in your heart from what's being encouraged, from those heavenly words from God that are being inspired and spoken and received. He's enlarging your vision. He's not making your vision small. He's making your vision large. He's building your faith. He's rising your frequency, if so to speak, to communicate to the mind. So there's low levels of frequency and there's high levels of frequency. And if we're in a bad mood, or if someone's upset us, or someone's ticked us off, or we kick our foot against the edge of the bed, it can put us in a bad mood, right? So our frequency becomes low. And whatever frequency you're on, where your faith is, basically, frequency is your faith, right? Whatever frequency is on is what you draw to it. So it's important what we're listening to, what we're disseminating in our hearts and minds, what we're meditating upon. And like I've said the last few weeks, I keep quoting that scripture, it's quite big in my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And when it's not, we know when those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions are trying to drag us down. And then, so we got these great records that have been recorded from what Paul spoke by God. And it was God's words through Paul's mouth, which is that we're to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we're to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We bring our minds back. What does God say? And how did Jesus Christ respond in these situations? He always did the Father's will. And I'm sure he had some days where he wasn't so happy. I'm sure he had some days that he was fatigued, maybe. You know, he was a man. He had a human body, right? He was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin. Who said it? Someone said it, that he didn't sin. Becky, I believe. He didn't sin. He didn't miss the mark. And all sinning is missing the mark, you know, where we miss it with God. But that's not counted against us no more. You know, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so religion, traditional teachings, and what the world scream at us is to look at our faults and our mistakes that we do. You know, we could have done it better. We shouldn't have said this. We shouldn't have done that. All of us make mistakes, right? But that's not who we really are. If we keep our mind in that place, then condemnation comes. But we're no longer under condemnation. We're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which made us free from the law and sin of death, where we missed the mark. The things that bring poverty and the things that bring lack in, the things that bring condemnation. So God doesn't want us to focus there in any of those ways, but he wants us to keep our minds focused on him and what he's called us to do. So all of us here, we're all free in Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You are free to do exactly what you want. But we don't want to use that as an occasion to do what we want, but only to do what God wants us to do. And that's where the humility and obedience, in a sense, comes into, am I going to do the right thing with God? Am I going to respond in the right way? Am I going to make the right decisions and the right choices? I'm free to do what I want. I can make the wrong choices and the wrong decisions. Right? And what do? We just miss the mark. We're missing the mark. We're missing the blessings, where the blessings would come to us because we made the wrong choice, wrong decision, or the wrong attitude, or the wrong heart and the wrong mind. We miss out on the blessings. But as soon as we come back and line our minds with the Spirit of God and the truth of the word spoken, we're in that heavenly flow. And God wants us to stay in the heavenly flow. So the direction that's come to us and that's been encouraged for all these times since we've all been connected is those simple principles that if we do them, that keeps us in the right frame of mind, the right thinking, then generate the right emotions and making the right decisions all the time. We can make right decisions all the time if we really focus in with God and we determine that we're going to do what God shows us to do from a pure heart, not out of fear, not out of, like, better do these things because I was encouraged and God will bless me if I don't. It's because we want to do the things of God. We really want to do things right. And sometimes I'm afraid we are going to get in the way. You know, the things, Paul said, the things that I shouldn't do, I do. You know, because of that old nature, which we're to reckon dead. So if you make mistakes or if you do things wrong, you got to let it go. You just get your mind right back with God and you get in the focus with God and say, okay, fathers, teach me the more excellent way. And so this takes care of all those condemnation faults, you know, putting ourselves down. It's so easy to do these things, you know, and especially if you're fatigued or you're tired, you know, you can make mistakes, you can do the wrong things, say the wrong things. I know I certainly have. But do I condemn myself? No, I recognize, okay, I need to just focus back with God. So I look to God. I don't look to the hills. I look to God, who's the source of my supply. He's going to give me the answers. He's going to give me the direction, the deliverance, the solutions. So God wants us to stay with him and keep our vibration high. How do we keep our vibration high? We can speak in tongues. Really important thing to do. It's the highest thing that you can do. Shut up. Use the Spirit of God. You know, that's building that inner man up in yourself. That's, you know, that's magnifying God. Speaking in tongues is magnifying God. Making that Christ in you bigger and grow. And that's where the heavenly, you'll start to hear the heavenly voice from God more clearly to you. So this is a benefit. Do you want the benefits of speaking in tongues? It shows in the scripture what the benefits are. And when we go, if you want to go and look them up, you can. And you can get so blessed by them because you know it's all to do with edifying. It starts with you being built up. Because how can you build anyone up if you're not built up? You can't if you're down, if you're angry. How are you going to bless anyone? You're not, right? And we can all get in those states of emotions at times, even the best of us. So what do? We just sit down with God. Okay, Father, I need to refocus it. Now you help me. You energize me. It's by the grace of God. It's not that I got to struggle and strain and try and change everything in my own strength. I just say, God, you help me. You be aware spiritually of the things that I need to be aware of, which I may not be aware of. The way I may say things, the way I may act, the way I may do things in my own past and then in my relationship to others. I want to be the biggest blessing that I can be. So I need your grace. I need your help. I need your strength. Because it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God that God can really go to work and bless us. And we can see, my God, this is not me. It's nothing that I've actually done it. I've just gone to God and he's heard me and he's delivered me from all my fears. My God has given me answers. My God has given me direction. You know, sometimes when we do things like I know Fan Patterson shares, he doesn't even know how he got on the fellowship, but it was God directing him to it. I had no say in that. I didn't know he was going to connect. I didn't know Ethel was going to connect. I didn't know Mary was going to connect. I didn't know Danny and Amber were going to reconnect and Becky. And I didn't know Kathy Clark was going to connect. And she was looking for a contact with Sangate and ended up connecting with me and Sangha. You know, so it was like it was a double blessing. And so when we just do the simple things that God puts in our hearts to do, when you know it's God working in you, you don't deviate from it, no matter what anyone says to you. And like my website, I was encouraged not to have it. You know, you're not going to get labourers through there. But I said, no, this is what God's put in my heart. This is a desire, and it's strong in there. And I know that that's what God wants me to do. Whether I get anyone through it, doesn't matter. I'm doing what God's showing me to do. And then God proves it. He proves, yeah, this is me, Laura. I am with you. Well done. You know, so stay with the decision that God gives you that you're making, but make sure it's the things that God is showing. So God gives us plenty of wisdom, and, you know, he can put things in your heart out of the blue. Now, Ethel mentioned a little bit of it, and I've shared it with a few people so far because it's been fresh in my mind. It's been with me a couple of weeks, but I haven't really shared it. And then recently I just started to share it. So God was showing me, I got two bank accounts. And I do my honouring God and everything. But I got this other bank account, which has got like an overdraft, which I never use. And I keep £100 in there just in case any money comes out and it takes me into the overdraft, which means I get charged. That's why I never use the overdraft, right? And so God says, you need to put some money, as I show you, into this other account. And instead of just having £100 above the overdraft, I want you to rise it. So I started to do that. I think, yeah, this is really good. And then God put it in my heart, also take some money out each month and put it in your safe. Put some cash in your safe. Have a cash flow. In the meantime, you're, right? So God showed me to have a couple of jars. I got my main jar, which is my bank account. And then I got this other account, which I don't really do anything with. It's just got an overdraft in it and £100 that I put in there. And so when we follow this wisdom of God, then we start to recognize, he starts to show us what's down the road. He builds our vision from doing those things. So when we act in obedience, we may not have the clear vision of the fullness of what God is actually showing and putting in our heart. We may not have the wisdom of why is God showing me to do this. But when we receive the word from God, which God put directly into my spirit taught my mind and illuminated my mind to do that, I obeyed. Now I've got a bigger vision of why God wants me to do that personally for me. And it's good. It's good to have your main account where you pay your bills, where you're doing different things. But you've got some money over here and you've got some cash flow over there. And if you ever need to draw on it and use it, God can show you when to use it and how to use it for a blessing. So God wants all of us to be blessed. And God also gives us responsibility with everything that he's given us. He's given us Holy Spirit. Our responsibility is to use it, right? To speak in tongues, to minister healing, to allow God to speak by our mouths, to give the direction to God's people. So God worked with Moses. Moses was God's mouthpiece. Moses obeyed and Moses spoke. And God was able to fulfill his work that he wanted done and also to give direction to his people to bring them out of bondage and into deliverance. And as the people stayed with God and stayed with their courage, they were blessed. When they went off doing their own thing, worshipping their own little idols and making golden calves out of all the gold that they took out of Egypt, they come into trouble. And they stayed in the wilderness 40 years. And they didn't have to stay in the wilderness 40 years. But when you ask God, why did you keep them in the wilderness for 40 years? Anyone know why? It tells you. God showed me in Deuteronomy 8. See, he wanted to prove what was in their heart. He wanted them to see what was in their heart. Basically, God knew what was in their heart, but they needed a revelation of what was in their heart so they could make the right choices and decisions instead of staying in their ignorant ways. So God can do this for us. It is really wonderful how God works. So when we see the wisdom of God and we receive it, if we're humble, we can receive it. We can actually use the wisdom of God, which brings us these great blessings and these great benefits. At times, we may not understand the fullness of what God is showing us, but as you take that one step of faith from what God's showing you, you get the next step. But you've got to take that first step of obedience, that first step of, all right, God is showing me something here. I'm going to move in that direction. Whatever God's putting in your heart, move in that direction, and there'll be peace and there'll be joy about it. You'll have an excitement within inside you. You'll have your vibration levels lifted in a sense so that you know that you're in the right place and that you're pointed in the right direction. So God knows how to really show us how to live and move and have our being, how to stay focused with him. And yeah, unfortunately, sometimes our carnal will get in the way. But hey, what are you going to do about that? You don't focus on it. Oh, I needed to do this better. I needed to change this. You recognize these things. You give it to God. Father, you help me in these areas of weakness. You help me in these areas where I'm not so aware at times. You enlighten my eyes. Clear out the junk so I can see clearly so that I'm not hindered and you're not hindered to speak by my mouth, to have that witness in my life of living what you're saying and to have the impact when people receive those words. So give me the fruit that I need. You're the source of all my supply. I can't do nothing in and of my own strength. I'm totally dependent upon you. I'm helpless without you. I need you. God, I need you. And God's saying, son, I need you too. And he does. He needs you. He's looking for people that he can work in, that are going to speak for him, that are going to live for him, that are going to step out in faith, take those steps out where it looks like you're going to step off a cliff, but really there's a pathway under your feet. And so when we do that, what happens? Our confidence grows. So faith, what is faith? It's confidence and trust. God wants us to trust in his ability and not our ability. He wants us to trust in his provision and not us trying to provide for ourselves. That's why he gives us honor in God. Number one, it's to bless us. Number one, it's to benefit us. And so, he knows it's going to cost you on your senses level because the senses says you cling on to everything you got. Right? But God says, no, you relinquish what you've got and give it to me, and I'll multiply it. I show you that I am your source, and you'll recognize that money is useful in this world, but it's not the be-all and end-all of everything. But your relationship and walk with me, I bless you to be a blessing. I put you in the position of strength. And so we stay in that position of strength, even if we do have tough times, and sometimes we may have those tough times. But so what? What are we going to do? We're going to sit and sulk. We're going to feel sorry for ourselves. That just pushes further down. So really, God says, everything is yours, is freely given to you to enjoy. I've given you all these things that you can apply in your life that are going to benefit you on every level. And so God said, listen to me. Walk with me. Receive this direction. Walk in this way. And when we do that, we will start to see it benefit us first and foremost. You are going to benefit first. And then when you start to benefit, you want other people to have the benefits. You want to share your walk and knowledge with God and how he's worked in your life so that you know if you just do this, mate, if you listen to me and you do this, you're going to get blessed. But obviously that's where we can, in our own strength, trying to convince people, look, do this. Because of the excitement and urgency that we know this works, sometimes we can come over in our own strength. But all we need to do is speak it. Honor God with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase, and God will open up the windows of heaven that your barns won't be able to receive. You have to build new barns. This is the heart of God. Now, I can try to convince you on that, but the only way you'll know is doing that, right? Speak in tongues, guys. It builds you up. I can really promote this because I do it and I get the benefits and understanding of it. God has enlightened my eyes on these areas. And I could try to convince you. But I shouldn't have to convince you. I just should speak the words. And those that receive it gladly will see it. God will enlighten their eyes. Can you see what I'm saying? The connections. You know, this connection. Well, I don't need to connect to you. You know, I got a direct access with God. Why do I need to connect with you? Because God's a God of order. And he's got a way that he does things, right? Yes, he can work with you right where you are. And you can do exactly what you want to do with God. But there will be that point of contact for encouragement. That point of contact for safety. Where there's a multitude of counselors, there's safety. He's not made any lone rangers here. I'm certainly not a lone ranger. I need you guys. I need God and I need you guys, right? And if you can't see that, then ask God to show you a revelation of it to your heart. So when God gives you the revelations of the things that are being encouraged, then you're doing willingly. Because you know it's the best thing for you. You know it's going to benefit you first. It's going to benefit the people that listen to you, the people that are close to you. Your whole life changes. Your whole family changes. He makes everything good. Sometimes we can know a lot of things and think, well, no, I'm not going to do it this way. I'm going to do it this way. Just keep it simple. Just stay with God. Stay humble. Let God sort out your problems. Give him all your problems. Give him all your burdens. He said, cast your burdens to me and I'll sustain you through the time that you're going through your situation. And like Becky said earlier on, whatever you go through, you grow through. You know, God makes you more wiser in situations. If you keep burning yourself, you soon learn the mistake not to put your hand in the fire because you know you're going to get burned, right? So what do? You stop doing it and you willingly change it because you don't want to get your hand burned, right? So everything that's being encouraged is always with great benefit. And he doesn't want us to be isolated. If you're in an isolated situation, you say, God, now you enlarge my circle. You bring in the people that I can share your word with and they can also bless and benefit me too. And that they can also encourage me because you're working in them. And if you desire laborers, God will give them. Don't even go looking for a laborer. Don't even just go speaking because you think, oh, I better speak because I've got to preach the gospel of Christ. Yeah, that's all our responsibilities, but it's at the direction of God. When Paul listened to God and he moved at the direction of God, he had jackpot every time. When he didn't listen and he really wanted to go to Jerusalem, he ended up bound up. He ended up in chains, right? He ended up bound. And he hindered the purposes of God, even though God was still with him and working with him where he was. He didn't have to be in that position. But God didn't violate his free will choice either. Paul made up his mind that's what he was going to do. God tried to warn him through the church, through himself, telling him himself, telling him through other believers, and telling him through the prophet Agabus. He didn't listen. He was self-willed. And he ended up bound. He ended up not moving. He ended up not seeing the further great outreach that we could have read in the book of Acts. See? So it's so important that we be humble. It's so important that we do listen for our benefit first and foremost, so that we're free to live and move and have our being in God, that we're free to speak. And we're free to, we'll always hit jackpot if we do it with God. I don't have to go out this house at all. God can bring them to me, and God has brought them to me, physically and on here. I've had people knock on my door asking, because they've heard from someone else that I preach about healing, and they needed healing. And they've come to my door. I haven't gone after them, and I don't even chase anyone. Because I've learned to do these things in the old paradigm. It was, I better chase, I better follow up, I better make sure I'm doing my job. No, this is God's work. And anyone that wants to connect can connect. And if you do, do it from your free will heart, because you want to do it, and because God's put it in your heart to do it, then you're going to benefit the most. God will give those heavenly words. And I had a great one-on-one the other day, and I hope Frank don't mind me sharing this, because it was with Frank. And God gave me a great analogy. And it blessed my heart very much because I didn't, you know, he called me and said, I want my one-on-one. Frank said, I want my one-on-one. I'll call you at 9. So in other words, he was having his one-on-one. That was faith. And I seen the faith in what he wrote to me. And I said, well, could you call at 9:30? It'd be better for me. So he did. I called him. I think he called me at 9:30. And then as I was sharing with Frank, I said, you know, there's so many believers there because there's wonderful believers in France. I said, but Frank, what about your field? Yeah, there's other wonderful believers, their focus, but what about you? What about your field? But the great thing that God showed me was that Frank's building his house, his own house, which is just down the road from where his father lives. And it's a beautiful, nice plot of land, beautiful grounds, and it's nearly finished, I believe. And I said, and you would go down and check on your house. You'd make sure the foundation was being laid properly. You'd make sure the flooring was put in properly, the tiling was done. The pipes were in, the electric was in, he was making sure everything was in its place. I said, if there was another believer or two or three believers in the same road having their house built, you wouldn't be going into their house, checking and making sure that their foundation is right, their electrics are in properly. You wouldn't be concerned with that. You'd be concerned with your own house. And it's the same with our own field. Each of us has got our own field. If you desire, so desire it. God can give you your own field with your own people. And I said, so what would you do? You wouldn't go to their houses. You'll go to your house, making sure that your house is in order, making sure your house is being built right. And it's the same with our fields. Yeah, we may connect up like Frank connects with me. And, but that doesn't mean to say he neglects his own house. That's his priority, is his house and his walk with God. And he connects for encouragement. I also get encouraged from Frank and Annie, beautiful, wonderful laborers and leaders there. And God's got great work for them. And, but I was saying, so you focus on your house. So the same way, even if there's other believers doing wonderful things, you're not really interested. You're happy, you're rejoicing because they're doing good, but you're focusing on your field. What about my field? Is my house or my field being built? And my labor is there. Is my floor level? Is my electrics in? Is my piping in properly? Are my windows fitted properly? Is everything in alignment? Is the foundation level? Is it strong? And so you would focus on your own field. And so if you desire your own field with God, you can certainly have it because God's put the desire in there. And you may think, well, I can't, you know, I'm too old now, or no, I've been through too much to do this and no one really listens to me. God is the one that can promote you. God is the one that can open the doors for you. And he done it for me. If he can do it for me, he could do it through you. And it comes down to the desire to do the things of God. And God wants you to really put him first and seek him first in these things. So when he says to you, I want you to connect here, you go and connect there. Now, you may not want to do that. Well, I can't see why God connect there. You know, wouldn't it be beneficial if I connect over here? God's ways are not our ways. He knows the perfect ways for us when he showed me to reconnect. I didn't initially want to do that in my carnal mind. So I was listening to my carnal mind. But the voice was there of God. Show me, go there. Don't go over here. Like he said to Elijah, you're here at the brook Cherith, and this is where you're going to be sustained for a season. When that dried up, he says, now go there. Go to Zarephath. It's the same type of thing. But you need to connect here. This is where you need to connect. This is where I want you to hear and see the things so that your faith can be strengthened and that you can bring it to your field and see how your field should look like. A farmer that has a farm, he's made his beautiful farm, he knows how to plow it, he knows how to prepare the ground, he knows how to plant the seeds, he knows how to harvest, he knows how to store up and to give away, he knows all these things. Another young farmer comes along just beginning, he's going to go to the farmer that's got the experience. If he's humble, he can think, I don't need to go there, I can do this myself, I'll teach myself, right? A lot of people have that mentality. But the wise ones will go and see. Okay, could you teach me how to do it? I brought myself a field, I'm into farming, I've got all the materials, all the tractors, and all the plows, and all the seed and everything, but I don't know how to do it properly. You know, how do I prepare the ground? What fertilizers do I use? What equipment do I use? And he'll find out. He'll find out, what do I need to do? And if he's humble, you might think, no, I'm going to do it different. I'm going to do it a shortcut way. There's no shortcut ways with God. There's God's ways. That's the right way. So when this person has gone to this farmer to learn how to get the information and the wisdom of how to apply and to do, then he can go to his field confidently. He can start doing his field. He can actually bring up that other farmer. I've done this and this, but I come across this problem. Okay, well, if you do this, this, and this, then you'll find that problem and be gone. It's the same with the connecting. And so that farmer, that young farmer, the new farmer, that doesn't have a clue, but has been learning, has been humble, has been connecting to this other farmer, he's starting to get all the information. He's wise. He's very wise. People may think he's stupid, but he has no idea. And he's starting off, and he's got no help apart from this other farmer that's giving him advice. But if he follows the advice, do you think he'd be successful? I think he would be, right? Because he's following some expert advice, someone that has been working his field, someone that has been walking. And it's no different to this. It's no different to these connections. It's no different to what you're hearing now. I'm going to Sanger. He's like the experienced farmer, right, compared to me. So I humble myself before God and before him. Show me, teach me. And he might give me things that might be, I think, are difficult to do. But the great thing in this, I can go to God. Father, I'm not clearly understanding. I know what he said, But how does that really play out? How am I going to get fruit from that? And you know what God says? Just do. Listen to the words. Just like my prophets, when the prophets would speak, if you do this, all will be well with you. If you don't, it won't be. Very simple, isn't it? This what I'm saying, a three-year-old can understand. It's very, very simple. And everything with God, the more I do this walk with God, the more I practice with the mistakes as well, the more I realize this is very simple. And it's not about that we're special. We are special to God, yeah, of course. But we're not better than anybody else. We're all at the same vantage point. And some people are further on in their walk with what they're doing. Some people are a lot more fruitful in what they're doing. Do you think we're going to stay behind all the time? Because God, just like in a marriage, you might find in a relationship, this person here is right up there spiritually and the other one's down here. But God can fast track that other one up level. So there's the like-mindedness, there's the unity, there's the agreement, because God goes to moving on agreement. So God can fast track us up to the same level as India and Nepal. That's not an egotistical thing I'm saying. I'm saying this to build your faith, in the sense that God's given me these things to say, is that, look, you're not inferior, but you can be humble and you can see what they're doing, how they're practicing. And God will work these things in you where you are, whether the culture is different or not, because the humble ones will hear it. Anyone's humble, but if we classify things, well, they're Indian. No, they got more need. No, they haven't got no more need. They might have different needs in different areas, but we all have need. We all have same challenges, maybe dressed up in different cloaks and clothes. But it's the same God, same principle, the same God of this world, the same God of the heaven and the earth, our wonderful Heavenly Father. It all depends what we're going to listen to. Are we going to be humble? And when we start moving and start seeing the things happen, we don't want to become proud. You know, it's easy to become proud when everything's going right for you. But as soon as you go on your arse, you're not proud then, are you? You have to get humble. You have to get rid of the shame because you made some mistakes. But if you can do that, then you can keep moving with God. Because God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So we humble ourselves before the Almighty God. And God is able to rectify anything and put everything right, no matter what the situation looks like, sounds like, repeated like. God can change everything when we just give it in his hands. Father, you need to show me. You need to remedy this situation. I give this to you. In the meantime, I keep my heart humble. I keep my heart meek. I keep myself practicing and moving in the right directions. I receive the words and instructions that you've already given me that's proved to be very, very successful. And so these things have proved to be very successful. We will not change those fundamental things that we've been encouraging. Speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, honoring God with your substance, connecting, praying for labor. That won't change. It might be enlightened more with more understanding on it, but the fundamental principles of that won't change. Just like we got the Spirit of God, it's not because, well, they spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost, now we don't have to do it because they'd done it back then, or I've done it once, so I don't need to do it again. It doesn't work like that. We just keep to the things that work, which are right before God, which is bringing encouragement, and which is bringing the right direction. So my heart and what God's working in my heart is just to encourage you, continue with what you've been doing. Don't deviate. Don't think, well, I'm bored with this now. I know this. I know this off by heart. Norris is going to say the same old things again. The reason why it's being said again, if God's bringing it out of my mouth, is because it needs to be practiced fully, properly. And you can ask God to help you practice it fully, properly. Enlarge my vision on this, God. Enlighten my understanding on these things. Let me see deeper on these simple things, because it's always been encouraged. See? It's very, very, very simple. So let's keep humble. Let's keep moving. Don't worry about the distractions. Don't worry about the challenges. Don't worry if things seem like they're going all to pot. Don't worry, because God has got the plan. God has got your back, no matter what it is, and whoever it is, and whoever it involves. God has before ordained for you to be successful, to live unto him, to walk with him. He wants to talk to you like he talked to the Lord Jesus Christ when he walked the face of this earth. He wants to have that relationship with you, and it's available to have. It really is available to have, and we just pursue God. And we just ask God, Father, okay, sometimes we might lose sight of what we're doing, but if we sit down with God, he'll just rekindle that a vision. He'll bring you back into focus. So just stay with God, stay humble, stay meek. In the challenging times, stay meeker. Keep practicing, double down, even on the things that you're doing. When you're going through challenging times, just double down. Refuse to give in. Refuse to stop. Refuse to be offended. Refuse to be misdirected. Just stay with God. And you say to God, you help me stay with you. I can't even do that in my own strength. I need your help. That's humility. That's humbleness. Because that's what God looks for. And when you've got that humility, humbleness, and meekness, you've got strength. And all of you are strong on here. Let's not get above our stations. Let's not get above ourselves, because we might know a few things. But let's know him that knows everything. The all-knowing God. The all-seeing God. Who's with you. Who's for you. Who loves you. Who's called you to mighty things. You don't have to stay doing the same thing you've been doing for years. Your life is changing this year in a great and mighty way as you receive these words and say, yes, God, I want that. I want that. I dedicate myself to that. And then fully practice these things from your heart without fear. Because fear stops the blessings of God coming through. And God wants us to trust him. Like it says in Proverbs, trust in the Lord Jehovah with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, even your knowledge of the scriptures. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, because he will direct your path. Reminds me of Jeremiah 2:13, for my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed out their own cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. In other words, it's given them some strength and help at the time, their cisterns. Their ways, their knowledge, their understanding is helping them to a certain point, but when they really need that help, it's not there. But we stay with the fountain of living water, which is God, who is light, who is good, whom there's no darkness. He's a God of light. He's a God of deliverance. He's for you. He's with you. Then no matter what's going on, he'll take you out of any traps, any decline. He can boost you up. He can deliver you. He can heal you. He can restore everything to you and give you double for your trouble. That's what our God's about. And you claim what rightly should have been yours. Say, Father, I claim that back to me, because that was your blessing which was stolen from me, even if it's through my own unbelief. I claim that it was stolen from me. Now, Satan, you bring those things back to me. You do as you're told. You've got no right, and you let go of my possessions. And God will enforce it, and God will bless you. He really wants to bless you, and you just got to believe this simple truth, because it's there in the scriptures also. We see it play out in the life of the believers there. And so, just keep a humble heart, keep moving with God, just be blessed, keep encouraged, and speak in tongues much, and do the things God is putting in your heart. Be led by the Spirit of God. Like I say to Ethel and a lot of people, this is what I'm saying from God. But it's up to you what you do with it. You go to God with it. You pray to God. It's Lawrence talking truth. You take it to God. That's all you got to do. Take everything to God. Put it before him. He'll navigate you properly. And he is working and he is leading. And we're going to have a fantastic year, no matter what it seems like now. It's going to be an amazing year. And we'll remember this sharing. Someone on here will remember this sharing and bring it back up. Maybe you said that at the beginning of the year. That God is going to do the amazing work. It's by his grace. It's not by our efforts. It's by our humbleness and humility to do what he's putting in our heart and to follow the sound encouragement that you're receiving. So that's what I wanted to share. So God bless you.